desire tonight. Open up
heaven.
Open up your mouths all over this room. Open up heaven. Open up.
Father God, this morning, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for waking us up, clothed and in our right minds. God, you're good. You're very, very good. I don't seem to see, well, yes, I do. I see the gauges working. My Father, help me, because I got to get this right. I got to stay on track. I got to keep focused in the way you want me to do this. What I was going to do this morning, and I've been working on it all morning, is I wanted to teach you how to pray through and with the mind of Christ. I want to teach you how to pray from heaven downward. But I think that the Lord wants me to save that until this afternoon for the noonday prayer. No, I'm going to be on Shannon's show this evening. Today is the 5th. Uh-oh. I keep seeing this thing here. Can you hear me on Spreaker all right? Can you text me? Let me know. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to teach you how to pray. Pray through and with the mind of Christ. But I think what I'm going to do this morning. Thank you, Brother John. I think what I'm going to do this morning is I'm just going to pray, do some prayers. I went back over some of my old prayers. You see, I'm a prayer warrior for real. I got prayers that are 20, 30 years old on different USB drives. So I think that what I'm going to do this morning, great, is pray some of these prayers, and then I'm going to teach you probably tomorrow morning. I'll be on the 12 o'clock prayer again today. Tomorrow I will teach you how to pray through and with the mind of Christ, how to enter into the will of God and pray that way. So all I'm going to do this morning, and I want to pray about curses, okay? Since it appears that people think they can run around here cursing people and throwing curses and speaking negative things about people, and they do that, I'm just going to break some of that stuff. So I pray that you get it. And if you don't get it this morning, you'll get it between now and October the 9th when I finish. So, yeah, I'll do that way. And then I don't know what I'm going to teach on Shannon's show tonight, but I'm going to try to teach something either I haven't taught in a long, 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 long time, or God will give me how to teach it a new way, or anyway, God is in control. He'll do it however he wants to do it. So if you don't mind entering into agreement with me on some of these prayers I'm going to pray this morning. Just general prayers. You know, sometimes you just pray general prayers. That's what these are. And I want to put some word in the atmosphere about these curses people cursing with. And if they don't repent, all that stuff is going to come back upon them. In the name of Jesus, according to their own rule of three. Father, this morning, we praise and we worship you. And we thank you for giving us the key to the house of David, according to Isaiah 22 and 22. We take authority in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to use this key to the house of David to close off, lock, shut, and seal with the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ all doors, portals, entryways, windows, and any other openings to prevent any demonic curses, demonic spirits, witchcraft prayers, ungodly soulish prayers, demonic assignments, satanic activities, deception, confusion, hindrances, or lies of the enemy that attempt to enter into our presence or the presence of anybody that we're praying for in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we use this key to the house of David according to Isaiah 22:22, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to open all doors, portals, windows, entryways, and all openings to enable all blessings, gifts, and promises of God that you wish to give us to enter into our presence. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to encamp your warring guardian, avenging and ministering angels around these openings to allow all blessings, gifts, and promises of God to flow to us unhindered at all times. Father God, we thank you again for giving us the key to the house of David. According to Isaiah 22:22, Heavenly Father, we ask you to crown us with your loving kindness, crown us with your tender mercies, crown us with your goodness, crown us with your grace and your peace. Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we receive these blessings, gifts, and promises, and we apply them by faith to our lives. According to John 16:23, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us these things. And we pray in Jesus' name that your will be done in all things, in our lives on earth, as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come to you with praise and thanksgiving and worship in humbleness and through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, I ask you to quicken us to our Heavenly Father's voice and reveal to us any unconfessed sins that we may have in our heart or in my heart at any time. Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me, every member of my family, every member of Jesus Believers Church and their families, every member of the Steadline, deliver us from all sins, known or unknown, and bind up all supporting spirits and transference of spirits due to any transgressions, iniquities, trespasses, any grudges, or unforgiveness that we may have in our hearts at this time, and wash and cleanse each of us clean with the precious blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, I ask you to destroy any witchcraft prayers and the spirits thereof, any charismatic witchcraft prayers, and all supporting spirits. Destroy any psychic prayers along with their side effects, stings, and influences. I ask you to destroy, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, any and all spirits, supporting spirits, transference of spirits, of any witchcraft that may have been prayed over or against any of us. In the name of Jesus, and by the power of your own Holy Spirit, I ask you to destroy any and all defilements, hexes, vexes, curses, incantations, chains, fetters, snares, or traps. I bind those spirits operating behind them, and I destroy their effects in the name of Jesus. I destroy their side effects and their adverse effects that have been placed on any of us, that have been projected or trajected at us or towards us by anyone living or dead, through the witchcraft, divination, and or necromancy, including the transference of any spirits, any cultural spirits, or any spirits because of our environment and or geographical areas that we live in. Lord Jesus, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, Father God, I ask that any assignments, plans, or works that Satan has against us be destroyed right now. I ask you to cause your anointing to break and destroy the yoke of every bondage that has been placed over us, any dark clouds and all veils. I ask you pull them down and destroy all demonic strongholds, vain imaginations, and every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are destroying right now the spirits operating behind any demonic spells, witchcraft spells, voodoo, hoodoo, santeria spells, black magic spells, white magic spells, that those spirits are being exposed to the light. I break your power. I break and destroy every chain, every attachment, every DNA attachment. And I bind you up. I command you to be loosed from the children, the grandchildren, the great, great, great grandchildren. And I command you, go to zero. Dissipate. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to destroy every spirit that was unloosed through every and any false prophecy that has ever been prophesied at us, over us, to us, or through us. I ask you to do all these things in the name of Jesus, the Messiah, our Lord and Savior, Christ. Lord God, I ask you to give us, give me, and every person that I'm praying for today, total deliverance, total freedom, total liberty, total salvation, freedom from all sickness, freedom from all diseases, freedom from all infirmities, afflictions, freedom from all infections, all inflammatory areas inside our bodies, all viruses. Freedom from all abnormal cells, radical cells. Freedom from organs, glands, muscles, ligaments, and bones, housing hidden demons and hidden works. I ask you this according to John 16:23. I bind you up. Go! Get out of that body. Heavenly Father, especially cancer, especially COVID, come under subjection. Go out of that body. Heavenly Father, I apply and sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ over us and over everybody that I'm praying for today. Our houses, the blood of Jesus applied. Our cars, the blood of Jesus applied. our offices and properties. The blood of Jesus applied. Our minds. The blood of Jesus applied. Our thoughts. The blood of Jesus applied. Our complete physical body. Top of our head. The soles of our feet. Up and down every extremity. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're filling us with more of you. Father God, help us to keep our eyes fixed on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us to know that through him, we are, will be forever victorious. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you this morning, release your healing virtue into every weak spot within our physical bodies. I ask you this morning that your healing virtue would cover us as your blood is applied to us. And I thank you that you're releasing divine health into our physical bodies. And I thank you that you're doing all these things according to John 16:23. Lord Jesus, I ask you today, touch everyone in an experiential way. Circumcise their hearts and loose your warring angels to stand guard, to stop any defilement, to stop the messenger of Satan, to stop hindering spirits that would be on assignment that this would not be accomplished. Father God, unloose your holy angels, your avenging angels, into our presence, into the presence of our houses and cars and pets. Loose avenging angels to drive out, clean out all evil, wicked, demonic, lying, and perverse spirits as they stand guard and prevent any demonic curses to fall upon us. Any spirits of involuntary devils and demons. I break the power and command to stop right now all demonic assaults from entering into our presence. Go! Lord God, the avenging angels, I ask you to unloose them and force them to go. I ask you to bless and prosper us. Anybody and everybody that we miss during this prayer, Holy Spirit, search them out and apply these prayers to them. I ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, continue to bless and prosper each and every one of us through your word, through all that you are, and to God be the glory. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive us for the sins of grumbling and complaining. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive us for any sins and all of our sins of doubt and unbelief, but not walking in faith and not living up to the destiny that you have purposed for us. Lord Jesus, forgive us for any whining. Lord Jesus, help us to accept your mind, the mind of Christ. Help us to talk about the good things, the glorious things, the God things, and help us to live with joy, unspeakable, and full of glory. Heavenly Father, I ask you this morning to let your glory rise upon each of us, according to Isaiah 60, verse 2. Lord Jesus, arise over each and every one of us and let your glory be seen on each and every one of us. Heavenly Father, cover us with your glory and your presence. Holy Spirit, I ask you this morning to pray to my Lord Jesus Christ in heaven to remove from us any hindrances, any and all obstacles, all double-mindedness and duplicity, anything in our life or on the throne room of our lives that does not belong there. Holy Spirit, I ask you to pray to our Lord in heaven. And if there's anything or any area in our lives that is not totally submitted to the mind of Christ, this morning, I give you permission and I ask you to cause that these areas come down. Come down now to the obedience of the mind of Christ. Holy Spirit, pray to our Lord in heaven that the mind of Christ arises in us and over all areas of our life. Holy Spirit, pray for us. Remove anything that would hinder us from coming into total and complete surrender. Lord Jesus, pray for us and lead us into the holy place and on into the Holy of Holies. Lord Jesus, the Word of God says that a curse without a cause cannot settle on a righteous person. Help us this morning to be free from the sin that would allow a curse to befall us. Lord God, I command any curses spoken against me or anyone on this line that would be actively affecting us, go! Dissipate. Lord, take it and break it. Just like you did for us by going to the cross and becoming a curse for us. Holy Spirit, I ask you to quicken us on the cross, the same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead is available and active for us. And I pray this morning, thy will be done Lord God, on earth as it is in heaven. I ask you to break and destroy any and all curses and the spirits operating behind them, any and all ungodly soul ties, any and all unholy alliances, any and all unrighteous agreements, any and all thefts, any and all killers, any and all stealers, and any and all murdering spirits, I bind you up. Go! Go in the name of Jesus. Lord God, destroy any and all side effects, effects, residual effects, influences, or the stings of any curses placed, declared, or decreed by anyone through the utilization of divination, necromancy, sorcery, and witchcraft. Any curses placed on our finances, our properties, our businesses, our ministries, I command you to dissipate, and I bind up every spirit operating through you. I command you to go to the pit, and I seal it up by the power of the Holy Ghost of the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Any and all Bible curses, Bible witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, ungodly soulless realm prayers, projected, sent, or intended to bring opposition to the will of God. Go! Right now. Right now with all your supporting spirits. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Destroy them, avenging angels. In the name of Jesus. Destroy all witchcraft spells, satanic spells, incantations, traps, darts, stings, arrows, darkness. Dissipate. Dissipate. Go. I render you null, void, and ineffective. I command your lies fall to the ground. I command your negative thoughts and your thought forms dissipate, fall to the ground. Negative words become ineffective and die. Thank you, Lord. I ask this over each one of us, our children, our grandchildren, our marriages, our homes, our cars, our trucks, our offices, our businesses, our finances, our homes, and our ministries. In the power of the Holy Ghost, I destroy all evil word declarations
all evil decrees, all evil side effects. I command them to burst open, dissipate, go, rendered null, void, and ineffective. Yay! Rendered null, void, ineffective. Loose the mind. Loose the mind right now from all hidden word-based curses. Go! Thank you, God. Thank you that you're pulling down, that you're destroying every demonic stronghold in the minds, every vain imagination in the mind. I thank you this morning. Every high thought opposing the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, opposing the plan and the will of God, go! Be rendered null, void, and ineffective. Thank you, God. Thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord. You are good. You are good. Your thoughts toward us are good. And I break the power of Satan. I break the power of Lucifer. I break the power of the devil with all negative, evil, and bad intent. I thank you, Father God. Your banner over us is love. Now, when the enemy came in, I thank you right now that you're raising up a standard against them. Holy Ghost, blow this morning. Holy Spirit, fill every area that the enemy intended to defile. I break the power this morning of all spirits of defilement. Go! Go! We know that our bodies are the temple of your Holy Spirit. I know and declare and decree, in agreement with your word, our temple shall not be defiled. Hallelujah! Because what you have blessed cannot be cursed. And I thank you for it this morning. I thank you for it this morning. I thank you for it this morning. I thank you, Father God, this morning for your goodness, for your blessings. I thank you this morning that you are God, you are Lord. Woo, God, I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning. I thank you. I thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. I thank you for it this morning. Oh, you said, if you be lifted up from the earth, you would draw all men unto yourself. We lift up your name this morning, Jesus. Thank you for the truth. We're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. Cannot be cursed. Because the blessings of the Lord maketh us rich, and it adds no sorrow to it. I thank you this morning. I believe, God. I believe.
Come on, everybody.
Devil, hear me clear this morning. We cannot be cursed because we got the real thing.
I've got it.
in the morning. Jesus in your life. Send me a text. I post in the chat room. I got it. Let me know I'm on the right track. Now, some of you didn't send me a text. Some of you, you better let the devil know you got it. in the name of Jesus. What is it, Erica, you keep hounding us to get? The real thing.
I've got me a brand new smile. Everything's gonna roll down the aisle right now.
I'm as happy as a little child.
I've got it.
I've got it.